Biden's parole pipeline frees almost 900,000 foreign nationals into U.S., outpacing populations of four states. By John Binder on March 22, 2024. President Joe Biden's parole pipeline at the southern border has released almost 900,000 foreign nationals into the United States since its inception in January 2023, outpacing the populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, and North Dakota. On Friday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released figures for February, showing Biden's parole pipeline is continuing to successfully import tens of thousands of foreign nationals via the U.S.-Mexico border every month. From January 2023 through February 2024, more than 893,000 foreign nationals have been released into the nation's interior thanks to Biden's parole pipeline, which includes the migrant mobile app known as CBP-1 and so-called humanitarian parole. The CBP-1 app, whereby migrants schedule appointments at the border for release into the U.S. interior, has brought more than 500,000 migrants into the country. Likewise, more than 386,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have arrived in the U.S. on humanitarian parole. Altogether, since January 2023, the number of foreign nationals who have arrived in the U.S. thanks to the parole pipeline exceeds Wyoming's population of 584,057 residents, Vermont's population of 647,464 residents, Alaska's population of 733,406 residents, and North Dakota's population of 783,926 residents. Under Biden's direction, the nation's foreign-born population will soon hit 50 million, the largest ever in American history. Since Biden took office, nearly 8 million illegal aliens have been encountered along the southern border. For comparison, some 12 million foreign nationals passed through Ellis Island over more than six decades from 1892 through 1954. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.